Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your host, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people, how are you guys doing today? Hope you guys are ready for another great show. You know, we're excited to be back. We got some cool topics ready to talk about with you guys. So we're just going to go ahead and jump right into it. So, Jay, go ahead and explain to people what we're talking about tonight.
All right, guys. So for the topics on the show tonight, we got a mother rewrites Harry Potter for her children, Captain America Civil War breaks a Marvel record, and actors growing up for a Han Solo spinoff film. Find out who they are and who we want to see. So let's get it popping. Let's start off with the magical world of Harry Potter. So, guys, that is a beloved story to a lot of our generation. I know it's one of my favorite books I've ever read. Also, books, you know, buying them, reading them, going out of my way to learn the story, find out what the story is. It was just epic to me, and I really enjoyed it. So, now we have a mother who, she doesn't really agree with the Harry Potter books because she is very spiritual, let's say. And most people who read the Harry Potter books don't consider the fact that witchcraft and wizardry is regarded by some to be anti-religion. But this one mother does. So she's had enough of it, you know, the blasphemy. So she pretty much wrote a new version for her children. And I got some parts and pieces here and there. And let's see what you guys think. I'm going to read a couple of verses here. Reverend Dumbledore beamed. Why, thank you, little one. His voice had a distinctive southern twang to it that made Harry feel so safe and welcome. He knew in that moment that the Reverend was a man of God. Also, another little paragraph here. My father says that dark times are coming, Hermione spoke worriedly. There is a man named Voldemort who wants to destroy all that we stand for. He is pushing an agenda in Congress which will stop us from practicing our faith freely. But that is what our founding fathers built this nation for, Harry cried indignantly. The freedom of religion. Tell me how to get this heaven place, Harry cried wistfully, clasping his hands together. Sometimes the wisdom of little ones is really amazing. We think we grown-ups know it all, but then God speaks through the mouths of little ones and shows us how we are all mortal, struggling along the path of life. Humility. All you have to do is be saved. Do you want to be saved? I do, Harry squealed, jumping up and down. Then pray the sinner's prayer. Aunt Petunia tried to stop him, but she was powerless against Harry's pure, innocent, holy energy. Soon, Harry had said the prayer. Hagrid beamed happily. You're a Christian now, Harry, Hagrid cried proudly. Harry smiled, but then interrogated. But how do I be a Christian? I don't know how. Hagrid grinned widely. There is only one place to learn that, Hogwarts School of Prayer and Miracles. And then it goes on from there, and she wrote a whole story on, instead of Harry being a wizard, Harry, you know, being a Christian and worshiping God and his Savior. And, I mean, I just want to get your opinion on what you think of that, Chris.
Well, to be honest, most of us are aware that, you know, there are families who deem the Harry Potter series as evil, I guess, because it does contain witchcraft and supernatural forces that, you know, back in the day were deemed, you know, against the church. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with the mother changing the story to material she finds better suited for her kids. But, come on, like that's a lot to, like, take in. It's not even Harry Potter anymore. I don't know how she can even say that. It's a completely different story. You know, while you were reading some of the excerpts from the book, I found myself laughing. Like, not at the part that she's, you know, focusing on religion, that's fine, but the way she does it, it's kind of like she's, you know, feeding you a large, like, portion of it, just shoving it down your throat. That's what I got. I felt like she was shoving religion down my throat. And, you know, we're pretty religious, but that, to me, is a little bit extreme, but I'm not going to judge anyone for how they want to teach their kids or raise their kids. I mean, that's up to her. But the story in general, I mean, some was an inspiring writer over there. I just found myself laughing. But the themes and the whole plot of the story is a lot to take in for me. Not because it deals with religion, but because of the way she changed the story and just pushed those themes and values down your throat. I mean, come on, Harry squealed. That's a lot for me.
Yeah, and there was one other passage that I didn't read to you. I'll read it because it was pretty funny, and it's pretty much the last page I just want to read. It continues on with the portion that I was already reading. Hogwarts School of Prayer and Miracles, Harry queried and clasped his hands. Just at hearing that name, he felt such a sense of inner peace. He wanted to have more of that peace, and he wanted to learn how to be a good Christian. He was starting to think that peace and being a good Christian were, in fact, the exact same thing. I want to go there. Hagrid beamed widely. He had been praying so hard to save a soul today, and he was so happy to have saved the soul of such a sweet, earnest little one. The poor boy, being raised by two parents who were not Christian, and who both went to work and left him with a babysitter all day long. It was a good thing Hagrid had got here in time. 5 years down the road, Harry might have been a fornicating, drug-addicted evolutionist. I mean, just reading that passage had me cracking up. My opinion on this is she's a mother. She can raise her children however she wants. However, like you said, Chris, I feel like she's shoving religion down their throats. And, you know, they should have the right to choose or read what they like. And if they were interested in the Harry Potter stories, you know, she should let them be interested in the Harry Potter stories. But she pretty much changed it up to, you know, shove religion down their throat or, you know, lead them down the road of just straight religion. And it kind of sounds like, I mean, at least in the last paragraph, a little judgy. You know, the fact that, you know, Harry could have turned into a fornicating, drug-addicted evolutionist. Come on. That's a little judgy right there, a little extreme. I mean, I guess it could happen or anything could happen, but, I mean, that's just my opinion. I know she did this, but I wouldn't read it anytime soon, and I kind of take offense to her changing one of my favorite stories of all time.
I mean, Jay, you know, I guess we're both in agreement that we don't really mind how she decides to raise her kids. So after you read that part, that excerpt, I mean, what she's pretty much telling them, the message that I don't like is that she's saying if they're not religious, if they're not Christian, if they don't follow values, then they're going to, regardless of how they choose to live their lives, they're going to turn out into drug dealers or druggies, drug addicts, or, you know, exhibitionists, like you were saying. I was like, wow, that message was a little harder for me to swallow. And like you said, she turned a beloved like children's book or beloved story, and it just ruined it. I cannot see her story being on the best, like, bestsellers list anytime soon. So, Jay, I mean, this topic, you know, I like it, but that's a little much. I mean, I think she needs to rewrite it and maybe not make it as heavy as it is for a children's story anyway.
Yeah, and I agree, but I mean, I just brought it up because I thought it was pretty funny and pretty interesting. You know, first it revolves around one of my favorite books that I read when I was younger, and then, you know, what she wrote in it was pretty funny and how she changed the story. I mean, it was unique in its own way. But it was pretty funny, and I wouldn't go around reading it anytime soon. I stick with the original story because that's a work of masterpiece right there. That's a masterpiece. But, Chris, let's move on to our next topic. So, guys, I have read that they are going to be releasing a solo Han Solo film. It's going to be pretty much a spinoff, but back in his younger days, you know, the badass Han Solo. And so Disney and Lucasfilm have reportedly met with a number of stars and actors who they would like to get the role of Han Solo. So, Chris, first, give me your opinion on who you would like to be Han Solo, and then I'll tell you some of the actors that they've already got to talk to or start, you know, getting to the audition process.
Well, I don't know how young you mean by young, but I'm going to go with someone maybe in their 20s or so, a younger Han Solo. I assume they met with maybe like Zac Efron, you know, I think he can pull off the part. Chris Zilka, maybe. Alex Pettifer. I mean, I think they're young enough where they can portray, you know, the sexy, you know, bad boy image that Han Solo is famous for. So I think maybe some of them. If I can go a little bit older, I can see some other people playing Han Solo. But realistically, I don't know the age that they want to make him or portray him to be. So if they're going like 30s, I can see a couple. I can see Chris Pine playing Han Solo. I can see, a big one that I can see playing Han Solo is, his name escapes me now, the main actor from Jurassic World.
Oh, Chris Pratt?
There you go. Chris Pratt. Yeah, I can see him playing Han Solo. I mean, I can see a number of them. Who do you think, Jay? Do you have any, heavy contenders in mind?
Well, I mean, just to make you guys aware of this, and what some people are calling the wildest casting call of all time, because Disney and Lucasfilm have reportedly met with more than 2,500 actors in their search for a young Han Solo to star in the Smuggler Solo spinoff film. So they've already met with a number of stars or actors. I mean, and we all know that the original character was played by Harrison Ford, and he did a great job in the original trilogy. And we pretty much want that magic again, right? So some of the people that they met with, we're not going to go all 2,500 people, but according to Hollywood Reporter, some of the actors that the studio has met with, it's said to include Ansel Elgort, Dave Franco, Tom Felton, Leo Howard, Logan Lerman, Jack Rayner, Max Thiriot, Miles Teller, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Nick Robinson, Tony Oller from MKTO, Chandler Riggs, Hunter Parrish, Landon Lilbarin, Ed Westwick, Joshua Sass, Rami Malek, and last but not least, Colton Haynes. So far, that's some of the actors that have been, I guess, approached to play Han Solo and get some talks in the works. But out of those names, who are you liking?
Well, I think Logan Lerman, he's a very good actor. I don't know if he can play the bad boy, you know, Han Solo, but he can probably pull it off. I like Colton Haynes when you said that. He didn't come to mind, but he's already played a similar character, you know. He's played a bad boy in Teen Wolf. On Arrow, he played like a vigilante. I think he can pull it off. I think he has the looks to pull it off. I think he can already play the bad boy, and I think he would be a decent pick. I also like, you mentioned, you know, Ed Westwick. I think he would be okay. I'm not really 100% sold on him, but he was another name that I could see playing the part. And there was a couple in the beginning that have slipped my mind now, but off that list, I knew a couple of them, and I could actually see some of them playing him. So, you know, there's going to be a million candidates before this is all over, and probably the one who's going to get going to be like a dark horse that we've never heard of. But regardless, there's some good actors out there that can pull off a young Han Solo. Ooh, Jay, I know you named a list. Is there anyone on the list that you like, or is there anyone that you think that's not on the list that could play him?
Well, Ansel Elgort, he's a good actor. And I believe he has some charm and, you know, the build and look to play Han Solo. Dave Franco, I don't know if he can actually pull it off, but that he would, in my opinion, give a unique take on the character. And that might not be a bad thing. And one of the, like, dark horses that I kind of like personally is Leo Howard. Leo Howard, you know, I've seen him in some of Disney Channel stuff. And in the Disney Channel stuff I saw him in, he was pretty good. He is growing into the build that he has now. He's gotten pretty big. I think that he has the look for it. And Max Terrier and Miles Teller, Aaron Taylor Johnson, you know, I don't know if they're or Tony Ollie, I don't know if they're trying to get older characters because the first couple were pretty young, and then those people are pretty much well in their 20s and 30s, which they would do a good job as well because Max Terrier, I like him. Miles Teller is one of my favorite actors of his generation. So either one of them I would like to see, and I think each one of them would have their own unique take on it.
I mean, I could see that. I think, obviously, Disney knows what they're doing. No matter who they get to play the part, it's going to be someone who deserves to play the part. I mean, maybe it's not going to be the first person we would think of, but for the most part, they make pretty good decisions. I mean, that's why they're a billion-dollar company. But so I can't wait to see if who they get to play Han Solo, if they do a spinoff for a film of him. But it's going to be good because Han Solo, the character itself, you know, represents Star Wars and like, the fun about Star Wars. So I'm looking forward to see what happens. Because, I mean, we already have the trilogy coming out now, another trilogy for Star Wars. So now we're getting another Han Solo. Like, we're getting a Han Solo size movie. That'd be pretty cool. And I would just look forward to it for when it comes out.
Exactly. And the Han Solo spinoff is being directed by Phil Lord and Chris Miller and begins production in January 2017. The film is scheduled for a theatrical release on May 28th of 2018. So that's something to look forward to if they actually, you know, continue with the film because by all means they can still, you know, scrap it and shelve it or whatnot. But if they continue the film and, you know, that's something to look forward to see which actor has the charm and, you know, acting chops to portray Han Solo because Harrison Ford is the iconic character and he did a great job. So, guys, we have pretty much reached the halfway point of our show. We're going to take a quick commercial break. If you like the topics we talked about or have your own opinion on these things, feel free to message us on Twitter at ChristianCrew66 or JC Films. So, guys, again, we'll head to a quick commercial break, so stay tuned.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanting to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. and we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine, because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632.
Join TrueConvos.com, the Redskins social network, a place where fans can voice their feelings about the team freely and meet others who feel the same way. Be a part of something big and join True Combos today.
FanDuel has definitely changed my Sundays. It's made it a lot more interesting.
Join over 1.1 million people who've already won money in FanDuel's one-week fantasy football league.
More and more people are starting to find out that this is the way to play.
FanDuel's paying out $75 million a week with immediate cash payouts and no season-long commitment.
And you can see the number of points you're scoring going up and up and up.
You kind of start pacing back and forth.
It's like the best adrenaline rush ever.
Just choose a league, pick your team, and get your cash winnings after Monday night.
You can find a $1, $5, $10, $25 contest.
Try it. It takes a few minutes. You'll have a blast.
FanDuel has more winners and more payouts than any other site.
I've deposited a total of $35 on FanDuel and won over $2 million.
They're the leader. They have the most options, the most players, most winnings.
Try FanDuel today. We'll match your first deposit up to $200. Love it or your money back guaranteed.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, from commercial break. You're with your host, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. You're listening to Cruise Control. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people. Welcome back from commercial break. So, just to recap real quick, where we left off, we talked about a mom completely changing Harry Potter and into making it something suitable that she deemed suitable for her kids, which was something super religious, but we're not going to get into that again. Secondly, what we just finished talking about, something completely epic, a possible spin-off movie with Han Solo. That cannot get here as soon as possible. I mean, I hope it gets approved. But regardless, we're moving on to the final topic of today, guys. So, Jay, tell the people what's our last topic, and let's jump right into it.
All right, guys. So the last topic that we have is Captain America Civil War breaks a Marvel record. And you're asking me, but Jay, Captain America Civil War hasn't even come out yet. What are you talking about? But guess what did come out? The trailer, guys. When the trailer came out, there were so many views on that trailer, it broke Marvel's record. The one that was previously holding that record was... That's right, guys. If you guys guessed Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, you would be right. So the previous record was totaled at 35 million views in a span of 24 hours. But Captain America Civil War had 61 million views in a span of 24 hours. That is crazy. It's the most viewed Marvel trailer of all time. Now, you notice I didn't say it's the most viewed trailer of all time because there was something that came out not too long ago that surpassed it, which was Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, with astonishing 112 million views in a 24-hour period. But Marvel broke its own record, so let's all give Marvel a round of applause. I know, it's crazy. But I already knew from this that Captain America Civil War was going to be very popular. It was very anticipated, and a lot of fans were looking forward to this film, not only because it's one of the biggest storylines in Marvel's comic books, but, you know, some of the biggest actors in Tony Stark or Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans with Captain America go head-to-head, and then it brings all the superheroes together. It's pretty much another Avengers film, but with them fighting each other and not a bad guy. So I knew this was, you know, very anticipated by the fans, and it's a movie everybody was looking forward to. So the fact that this trailer broke records didn't surprise me. And the Captain America films have been getting better and better as the films go on. So, you know, from the first one that was okay, the movie was okay. And that's just my opinion, guys. But the second one was amazing. And then the third one we all just thought was going to be amazing as well. And from the fans' reactions and watching the trailer, I guess we got it right. Because it broke a Marvel record. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, the trailer was epic. But, you know, the movie hasn't come out yet, so I'm not ready to praise the movie yet.
I can barely hear you.
Praise the movie yet because it hasn't come out yet. So, how I think the trailer was epic, though. When I saw it, I was like, yo, it's going to be legendary. And I say legendary. It's going to be a good film, I hope. I'm waiting for the movie to come out, but of course it broke records, Jay. Like you're saying, this is probably one of the most anticipated movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Out of all the lineup, this is probably one of the ones I'm most excited for. So I can't wait for it to come out. I mean, you have Iron Man and Captain America going head-to-head. What more do you want? Not only that, you're introducing new heroes. You have two sides of the Avengers. It's gonna be epic. It's, you know, this is like an Avengers film. It has the feeling to me of an Avengers film coming out. That's how highly anticipated it is. It's probably more so anticipated than Avengers Age of Ultron, which is hard to believe. So, you know, this has been a good year to us. We got Star Wars coming out. We got the Captain America Civil War. I mean, this is just going to be a good year. I'm waiting. I'm just waiting for this movie to come out because I'm going to line up like 5 feet in advance and get ready to start, get a tent and bust it out and wait for that film to come out.
Exactly. And I feel like this film is going to be the next biggest one after this is, of course, going to be the Avengers Infinity Wars 1 and 2. But this one is a good setup for that. And I feel like this is just going to lead into it. So this is probably the most anticipated film until those come out. But one thing that I have to say is that Disney is genius. Because if you haven't noticed, Disney is coming out with the biggest blockbusters. Star Wars Episode 7, Disney. Captain America Civil War and all the Marvel characters, Disney. So, I mean, that just leads us to know that Disney knows what they're doing. They know how to get fans to spend money, and they just give us what we love. And, you know, we love Disney for it. And all I can say is Disney, for the next couple of years, is going to be on top making a ton of money. So, guys, that pretty much concludes and leads us to the end of our show. I just want to thank you guys for listening to Cruise Control. As always, it was fun. We'll be back tomorrow from 11 to 11:30, so make sure you catch us. So, guys, you have a good night. I'm going to let my brother close this out.
Like Jay said, he said it clearly. Thank you guys for joining us on Cruise Control. We will see you tomorrow night, so don't be too sad. But, guys, good night. See you tomorrow. Thank you for joining us on Cruise Control. Good night.